Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 27th of January, and I'm recording at 10:15 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, you know you're in a correction when you look at your Bloomberg screen and you see a sea of red here. I'll start with the Asia-Pacific markets, which were hit pretty hard. Japan, with its somewhat stronger yen, currently at 102.5 against the US dollar, was down 2.5%. The Hang Seng was down 2.5%. Australia is not doing badly, relatively down 0.42%, but there were a lot of big hits in here today. The Shanghai Composite down just over 1%, and 2.25% nearly for the Hong Kong, Hang Seng China Enterprise Index. Taiwan down 1.5%. Korea, same thing. India down 2%. Stronger, weaker rather, rupee there, second day in a row, pushing above that 62 rupees to the US dollar. Malaysia down 1.3, Thailand nearly 2%, Indonesia 2.5%. So that's and those markets have been hit hard, and some of those, such as the Thailand, Indonesia, and the Philippines, are already well off their highs, which they were reaching last May. Okay, looking here at the European markets, declines across the board, but more modest, 0.5% for the Euro Stoxx 50 index. UK market in here clipped for 1.7%. That was the biggest in Europe, it looks like. Spain down just over 1.12%. Okay, and in the Americas, a little bit of seesaw activity on Wall Street. It was up pre-market, then weakened during the morning U.S. trading hours. And fell reasonably sharply. Then it recovered to about 8 o'clock U.S. time, and it was moving upwards a little bit in anticipation of those Apple results, which were forecast to be favorable. Well, they were good results, but they came in underneath the consensus expectations. So in this environment, that clipped the stock in after-hours trading and pushed the NASDAQ back down quite sharply. So we now have the NASDAQ 100 index had actually closed at that's the composite index, but down over 1%, and we're down more than that on the futures contracts, which is for the NASDAQ 100. So still a nervous environment out there. We see a further deterioration in those consistency characteristics. So I think this very clearly is that long-awaited correction on Wall Street, and it was a correction, of course, that, as you know, has been previewed by some other stock markets around the world. And given the overbought condition that we saw, I think that this is a time, well, we're most likely going to see that 10% correction and perhaps a bit more on Wall Street, and I think that's been over 600 days since that occurred. So that's a bit exceptional. There's also the January effect, and you might recall that the previous four Januaries, starting with 2009, had all ended the month higher. And that's generally regarded by investors as a good omen for the year. I wouldn't exaggerate the importance of that as a signal, but nevertheless, it has a history of often working. And unless we get an explosive rally over the next 4 days, and I don't expect that, then this is a down January and the first one in 5 years, and that will or that is already beginning to affect sentiment here in stock markets additionally. And then, of course, the tapering is starting. And it would probably require the Fed to say, no, we're not actually not going to taper. We're actually going to increase the quantitative easing, which I think would be a huge mistake, and I don't expect that to actually happen. But I mention it because it would probably take that to lift the stock markets in here. Now, this is the long-awaited corrective phase. And I hope you saw the bearish comments and indicators that we had out last week on the in the comment of the day, and also in the audios. And stock markets fall faster than they rally, and therefore it's likely to become a fairly nervous environment at some point, mostly close to the bottom, as is always the case. I mention that because I don't know how many times I've said it in the service over the years, but you know, if you're going to sell, if you're thinking about selling something, the time to always do it, the optimum time, I should say, is when it's performing splendidly but is overextended relative to its rising 200-day moving average. And the worst time to sell is when the crowd is scared. That's the time to be buying something. And that's what we're heading for, the next buying opportunity. But we're not there yet. And I would just repeat the point. I think that I would expect at least a 10% correction on Wall Street, and it may well just overshoot temporarily because you had an awful lot of tracker funds. This would be a purely technical factor, not a fundamental factor, but you had a lot of tracker funds that were all long, and you know that because you could just look at the consistency of the charts during the fourth quarter of last year. And there's big overextensions, most of all on the NASDAQ. So this market, if it comes a little lower, it will increasingly lead to reversals of those positions. And that can push the market down sharply for a while. In this corrective phase, I'm certainly not talking about any bear market for Wall Street against this background of monetary accommodation, despite the fact that yes, the QE tapering is commencing, and that was always going to make investors nervous and investors all over the world. I regard it as no more than a sharp correction at most. Okay, what else is going on here today? Precious metals also clipped a bit in here. The gold market has fallen back here. We're at 1256 and change. Platinum also lower, down over $17 at 1411. Palladium down nearly $12, 720 to 722, and silver a little easier here at 19.675. Government bond yields, the prices are down, so the yields, futures prices are down, so the yields would be up just a little bit in here today. Currencies, dollar index is just up a tiny fraction today. It was hit quite hard on Friday, as you might recall. But sterling, pretty much unchanged, 1.3675. I beg your pardon, that's the euro. That's the euro. Sterling, also just about unchanged, as was the euro, 165.80. I mentioned the Indian rupee. The emerging market currencies are mostly very weak, and that just tells us that more foreign investors are selling in those markets. I'll just stay with that for a moment, because the sharply weakening currencies, and that's occurring as people flee those markets, and then more people flee those markets as they see the stock market coming down and also the currency weakening. But that will create a very attractive medium-term buying opportunity, but we're not there yet. Now, elsewhere, commodities mostly lower today. I've just given you the precious metals, but let's look at the others. I think the industrial metals were all lower. Well, that's with one exception. Lead was a little bit higher, but the other industrial metals, not big hits, but all a little bit lower. Crude oil also a bit lower, about a dollar each, and we're at 95.63 for the WTI and 106.98. Nearly 107 for the Brent, but as I say, both of those are down, and most of the agricultural commodities are down as well. I'm just seeing if there's an exception. I think cocoa is a little bit higher in here, and soybeans fraction higher. That's pretty much it. So all the very best to all of you. Expect more excitement here in this stock market sector.